oil prices have shot past $110 a barrel, and here is why that matters to you. As of Monday morning, oil prices are as much as $114 a barrel. That's up more than 20% from Friday. This is the biggest spike in years, back to levels we last saw when Russia invaded Ukraine back in 2022. Now, the trigger this time is the escalating war in the Middle East due to the US and Israel's attacks on Iran. Now, since February 28th, traffic through the Strait of Hormuz has almost stopped. And that is a problem because about 20% of the world's oil and gas flows through that narrow stretch of water.
Every day that this lasts, we should expect on balance that oil inches upwards. There are bearish scenarios for it if we see, for example, a de-escalation of the conflict, or what is perhaps more likely, some passage through the Strait of Hormuz returns once the US and its allies in Europe put in place a Navy escorted convoy system plus insurance measures. But even then, there will still be some significant disruption to flow because the convoy system will be inherently slower than what prevailed previously.
Some Gulf producers are already cutting output, and Israeli strikes on fuel depots in Tehran have raised fears of retaliation on energy infrastructure across the region. And when supply looks shaky, prices jump. US President Donald Trump called the surge a small price to pay to eliminate Iran's nuclear threat, and he said prices would fall once the threat is over. But when a fifth of the world's energy supply is under pressure, the impact doesn't just stay in one region. It shows up in inflation, transport costs, and your fuel bill.